let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland sports leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Hope your Thursdays are off to a good start. Got a lot to get to. Final hour of radio.
They're singing Lean Back at the parade.
Lean Back. Not a bad song.
If USA wins,
we lean back.
We pull up our pants and do the rock away.
Do the rock away.
What about the Soulja Boy?
A lot of songs coming in. Lot
of Superman.
I thought I knew Ryan Buckley. I thought me and Ryan Buckley were friends.
Ryan Buckley?
He's
chimed in?
He's pooping on coming home. Doesn't like it at Oregon games.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's anti. He's anti.
Oh, he
RJ said, I don't get the hate for Kearney. I like coming home after the first.
Is it Kearney or Kearney?
I don't know.
I feel like you should.
I used to always say Kearney, and then I heard somebody say Kearney, I don't. I'm in tomato, tomato. Anyways.
He says the song sucks.
He says it sucks. A lot of people hate that song. I'm telling you.
Who is Avicii?
Avicii. Yeah, you would know the song he's talking about.
Oh, okay.
Wake Me Up. Aloe Black, I think, did a cover of it. The Wake Me Up song.
Oh.
Okay. Any hoosies, a lot of song thoughts coming in. We appreciate those. Let's get to. I got some. Get you set for your weekend stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We got some World
Father's Day weekend.
Yes, we got some World Cup tidbits to get to, per potentially college football over and unders. Although if we need to save that for next week, we could do that as well.
Could be a delightful little Monday segment.
It very well could.
Since we're off Tuesday,
might have to give it the old boot into Monday. We'll see. But now it is time for the Magic Hat.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby.
Bring it on.
Basically, a bunch of topics, and we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his magic hat.
Hocus pocus, where are you?
Now you see me, now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
That's right, folks. It is magic hat time. We've made it. Last magic hat of the week. Last hour of radio of the week. We're off tomorrow.
We are, yeah.
What do we got in the magic hat? I got a lot in there.
It's a full hat, dude. I got three or four in there. You've got four in there.
Yeah, I got a lot.
Five in there.
We filled that bitch up.
Brandon says he's got personal stuff in
there.
Whoa,
let's solve some issues. We'll need the Diamond Dogs today?
Well, last time, remember, his wife is stealing his clothes.
That is true.
Yeah.
Have we solved that problem?
Sort of.
Okay.
Nah, no, you didn't. You don't got to lie to us.
That's all right.
It never stops.
All right, what do we got in the old magic hat today?
Force break.
Okay, right out of the gate. I saw this yesterday. Now, let me pull up the exact company, but I found something for you, buddy.
Okay.
I found something for you.
What is it?
Well, you have dreamed of a day. Mm-hmm. You have loved to have the idea of let's get rid of this hunk of junk floats around in our pocket.
Yeah, I want to get a Nokia phone with Snake on it.
You want no apps. You don't want the social medias.
No.
You know, get me out of this modern world. You know what you want to go back to?
I should not want that.
You want to go back to playing with your Pogs and your flip flops. That's what you want.
I
want to
live my life and not be consumed by, oh my God, Janice's life is better than mine. No, it's not.
How
I know
are they
Janice.
Affording this vacation?
She's a disaster, and they maxed out their credit cards to go there.
They're putting it on a credit card. I saw this yesterday, and I thought, you know what? Here you go, buddy.
Okay.
We have a flip phone that is hitting the market.
Mm-hmm.
It is called the Commodore Callback is the name of the phone.
It's already off to a bad start.
You don't like Commodore Callback?
What is that? It's the Commodore Callback 3.
It's keep selling you a new one. And you can join the wait list to get $100 off right now. Now, it's not hit the market. They're just saying it's coming to the market soon. So it's about to be like
I get $100 off. It's not $100 or less.
It is not $100 or less.
Okay, well, I might be out again.
The price of this flip phone, the Commodore Callback, $499.
That's
with your $100 off discount, you're now at $399.
And that's $300 too much.
And it will not have any social media scrolling ability. It will not have any web. You can't go on web browsers and any of that. You will have the ability to text. You will have the ability to call. It does still come with Google Maps, so you can have your ability, like if you need the GPS idea.
My car has it already.
Right, so you probably know. It does have Uber for that reason, like you need to be able to travel or some pick you up, so that, you know.
That's important.
Certain, like, fundamental things that you need maybe to survive day-to-day life are there.
Accessibility.
Except for all social media apps are blocked, anything of the web browsers, all the porn, Dan, all the porn's out of there.
Yep.
And it's $499, the Commodore callback.
It's a bit expensive.
And it is.
This is actually the conundrum I'm in. I've looked up everything. What would I need, what I don't need, right? The one area, and I know people are going to text in because other people are already doing it. It's the music. So when I go for a run,
good point.
It is so easy and nice to just hold my phone, put the headphones on, run 5 miles.
Do they still make iPods?
They do.
Okay.
But I don't know. Could
you
load?
You don't know how to load your songs on?
I don't even know how to get songs.
Yeah.
iTunes died and I died. When iTunes died,
how fell off. What do you listen to music through?
Apple Music?
You're an Apple Music guy?
Apple Music.
So when you're listening to Apple Music, do you have to buy the songs or it's just a part of your subscription?
I have the unlimited. So like we just can get any song we want.
Any song and listen anytime. I'd imagine if you have an iPod, you just drag them over? Does it not work like that?
Drag them over to what? I don't have a MacBook.
You don't? Oh, yeah. Think about that.
And where would I drag them?
The last time
iTunes used to pop up automatically when you plugged in your iPod.
And it would
super easy. Sync.
Drag
there
it right
go.
Over, build your playlist.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
That's a good point.
I've looked it up on Reddit because all Reddit can help you. And Reddit people were, I stopped reading. I got so confused. Like, I took my Nokia 400,000 and I downloaded it to my 300 MPs. Downloaded the MMGs.
Need the MMGs.
I'm just like, what is all of this?
How do you survive without the MMGs?
I don't know, man.
What are you going to do?
I hate sounding as bad as... I sound so old, and I know it.
The idea of a flip phone is super, super attractive.
I even have the daughter interested.
Yeah, that's a win right there.
She's like, Dad, let's do it.
Dumb.
And I'm like, yes.
Yes.
You do not need social media. I'm going to give you a take that nobody's going to agree with.
Ooh.
I love the countries that are banning this from kids 16 and under.
We should.
I'm all in on that.
What's the point
idea?
Of having social media when you're 14 years old?
It's terrible for them.
You should not have it.
But she's in on it. There's just elements of it that I got to try to figure out. If I can
thought
get
this
there,
one was,
fine.
Yeah, the price is definitely too high. I get that point. The only fear that I have about going that route, because I certainly have the same dreams that you do of a better world, of a flip phone and less distractions, is the useful things that you would lose. Because I don't always use maps, but sometimes I do on my phone.
Does your car have a screen?
It does.
So I bet you already have a map on the screen.
Oh, we for sure have the GPS. I just always automatically go to the phone. I'd be able to do it in the truck. Sometimes though, like if you're walking around, you're like, hey, where's that restaurant at? Oh, okay, we go two blocks. It's like those little tiny things that you wouldn't really think about you get into that point.
That's it's very nice that you brought that up because we literally experienced this yesterday. So,
looking for the restaurant you were going to?
Looking for the hot Pilates class.
Ah, yeah.
So I'm familiar with the area because I used to go there a lot. Holy gentrification, Alberta Street. Oh, my God.
A little bit different than it was 15 years ago.
The amount of white people in spandex with yoga mats walking around the whole neighborhood.
This looks like Brooklyn now. What happened?
You have no idea how this road used to be.
Where's Biggie at?
But I'm walking around, and the wife is looking, and I go, right, left? She doesn't know it, right?
Yeah.
We're in the general vicinity of the place.
Right, somewhere around here.
I went back to my roots. You know what I did?
Hmm.
I just kept walking till I found it.
Yeah.
And guess what? Walked right, saw it, boom. There it is.
You could do the, hey, I bet if I asked this person walking in front, hey, do you know where the Pilates? Oh, yeah, it's right over here. Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
There's other ways to do it. Fair point.
Thank you for bringing up a fuddy-duddy thing for me.
If you want the Commodore flip phone, it's coming to the market soon, and you could get $100 off for only $3.99.
Does it have music?
I did not read far enough to say
music,
whether it has music or not.
Might have something here.
That's, another strong point. So we'll keep an eye on that one. What else we got in the Magic Hat?
Who is the new king?
So this is me, and it's a sports question.
Mm.
Who right now, you can use a current athlete or a former athlete still alive. Who is the king of New York City? This was brought up on a Bill Simmons pod, and I thought it was an interesting way to frame the question. You have a VIP section at a restaurant, but only enough for one athlete. Who walks in and gets the VIP booth when they come into the restaurant at the same time? Derek Jeter, Eli Manning, Aaron Judge, Jalen Brunson.
Aaron Judge immediately eliminated.
Wow.
Cross him off the list.
I just think he set the home run record and been an MVP.
I mean, what record?
The AL home run record?
Yeah, that's cute. Didn't exist.
Roger Maris.
I mean, not really. It's not a thing anybody's ever credited with winning.
We lost coverage of a football game over it.
I just think in a market like that, now maybe New York fan will tell me I'm wrong. I just think in a market like that, that's a title town and titles matter. What do all the other guys have that Aaron Judge doesn't have?
Okay.
Where has he been? Not horrible, but not great at,
I mean,
in his
career.
I mean,
a routine fly ball in center field in the World Series.
Dropping a fly ball and the numbers dip a little bit.
Okay.
So I think he's eliminated.
He's
now down to Brunson, Jeter, and Eli Manning.
Brunson, Jeter, Eli Manning. Now who do you eliminate next?
Process of elimination.
This is a tough question, isn't it?
I think I would eliminate Eli Manning next.
Two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback
because
Eli Manning.
Of the split of fans. Everybody
because
there is a Knicks fan.
Yeah.
And I know that the Mets fans exist, but the Mets haven't. Jeter has so many moments in championships that I think it slightly outweighs the Eli
so
argument.
Brunson's one eliminates Eli's two.
Yes.
Eli, sorry, sir.
Because of the. I'm not saying one's bigger than two. I'm just saying everybody there roots for the Knicks. And
also,
the Giants
had won
one in the
Bowl.
80s,
yes.
When was their last one before?
90.
91?
I think 90.
90?
Yeah.
So they won. Like, they had been good. They had been relevant. They won.
Yes.
But I think the answer is...
It wasn't a 53-year drought that
no.
Eli snapped, although he did beat the undefeated Patriots.
I think Derek Jeter is still the answer to this question.
Still the king?
I still think so. The biracial angel, I think, is going to take the cake.
He went and owned the Marlins.
And then he didn't.
Yeah, I know, but... He did.
He actually didn't really ever own him. He was just
the
GM or their president or something.
I think he was the GM.
Oh, okay. He was in charge of making.
He was part of the group, though.
He was in charge of making roster decisions for a bit. I know that. And it did not go well for him.
$25 million, I think, off the sale of it. So you think it's still Jeter?
He took over and immediately traded Stanton to the Yankees.
I'm not going to dismiss the idea that Brunson does get it.
I think he's close. I put him ahead of Eli, and that might be blasphemous to some in the city of New York. But how many did Jeter win? Four? Or you get five rings.
97, 98.
Well, no, they won mid-90s and then three in a row, right?
They won 96,
98, 99, 2000, and then 2009.
2009.
He's got five World Series rings.
Damn.
Played his entire career in New York.
I know.
I still think it's him. But let me know if I'm wrong, New York.
Yeah, I think he's the senior captain.
Yep.
And I feel like since he's become the captain, it's kind of trickled down to all the other sports that you're the captain. Jalen Brunson's.
But how many Mets fans?
They call Jalen Brunson the captain, yeah.
How many Mets fans are in the restaurant at that moment going, get that bum out of here?
Hey, you know what, Mets? Do something that matters.
Well.
And then maybe that bum will get out of there.
I spent a lot of money.
How about we try that one? All right, what else we got in the hat?
Big gulps. Nah. All right, this one's me.
Anti big gulps?
Are you anti big gulps?
Are you an anti 44 ounce big gulp?
How dare
just
you?
Diet Coke?
Hear me out. Hear me out.
Gives you the shakes.
So when I got back from Utah, and obviously you guys are probably well aware of how sober Utah is and
yes.
how, you know, soda shops are basically the bars around there.
Right.
I don't know. I had kind of an epiphany of I wanted to try an experiment of not having soda for a month.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I got back, I started that. And my original plan was going until like 4th of July. And so far, I've done that. It's been like about a couple weeks.
Okay.
I don't feel like it's been too much of a life-changing deal. But I know it's probably good for me. So I'm giving it a shot. I'm surprised I went 2 weeks long, to be honest. I drink about probably... two cans a day. That's probably
right.
I feel like that's the
two cans
average.
Of soda a day.
What's your go-to?
Oh, Dr. Pepper.
He's a Dr.
Pepper,
Pepper
all day. Dr.
All
Pepper.
Day.
You don't even. Will you dabble in anything else?
I will dabble in the Coke.
Okay.
Cherry Coke.
Okay.
But
dabble in the
Dr.
Coke.
Dr. Pepper
a
is my home
drop
run.
For you.
Dabble in the Coke.
Yeah. I've come to a bit of a because Father's Day is coming up on Sunday.
Yes.
That just feels like that needs to be either a cheat day or a treat myself type of day where I have one or two of those and some golf. So I'm thinking of just giving myself a cheat day and then maybe going another 2 weeks until 4th of July. What do you guys think?
I'll allow it. I think it's admirable. If you were having two a day.
I love the I'll allow it.
I'll allow it.
As if it's his choice. Yes, you may.
I am the judge, jury, and executioner here. If you went from two cans a day to nothing, that's a change.
Yeah.
I also find this question ironic because I'm doing exactly the opposite of you.
Nice.
I've never really been a soda guy. And then like a week ago, Sprague starts drinking a Diet Coke after the show. And every time he cracks one, I'm looking at him like, dude, I want a fridge cig.
So great.
Last time I was at the grocery store, what did I buy?
Did you?
I bought a bunch of Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And now for 3 days in a row, welcome. I have gotten home, and the first thing I do is I walk to my fridge, and I open up a Diet Coke.
And it hits.
And I have it with my lunch.
Buddy,
every
hits.
Day.
Oh, my God.
So you just asking that made me chuckle, because I'm like, I've literally, that's the first time I've had a pop or a soda 3 days in a row in God knows how long. It's not that I don't like it. I just don't, you know, I don't ever buy it, because I know if it's in the fridge, I'm going to drink it. And I'm like, you know what? Screw it, dude. I want to drink some Diet Coke.
Dude, Diet Cokes are so
money. They're so good.
The silver can is iconic. I bought Tall Boy Diet Cokes.
Ooh.
Once when I see those, if there was in the store,
look
I'm getting
you.
One.
You're rolling the dice over there.
And they had 2 for $3. I was like, we're getting two. We gotta. And now I have 2 Tall Boy Diet Cokes for my weekend. I'm super excited. I might bust that out tomorrow at the golf course.
Hey, a little Diet Coke on the course.
I might have a Tall Boy Diet Coke.
I'm gonna be boozing, but that's all right. I think having a Dr. Pepper on Father's Day, reward yourself. Take a break again. 4th of July weekend will be the next
what
one.
What did you drink to be awake today?
Just vitamin water.
Vitamin.
I've been on vitamin water, regular water, sparkling water,
brutal timing.
Lemonades.
Yeah.
I respect all that you stand for. I don't know how you do this.
I'm
tired when I drink caffeine.
I couldn't do it.
I don't know how you're doing it.
I need an injection of caffeine. I still feel like I'm going to fall asleep. We have some more Magic Hat to come, ladies and gentlemen. We are just getting started.
You got audio in some of yours, don't you?
I got 2 bits of audio for Magic Hat. So we'll get through them all. Dude, we'll pull them. We'll go faster in the next segment.
You doing a flip phone and then also telling me that you now are a Diet Coke boy has made my entire week. Not the day. The week.
Sometimes your partner rubs off on you. You know what
I mean? It's like when you finally admitted White Claws were good. And you were like, I was like, are you drinking a White Claw?
Being a Nancy, put that down. Drink a beer over there, huh? What's the matter with you? More Magic Hat around the corner next, 105.1 FM, The Fan. Yep, we got more Magic Hat time. Carnage continues at Shinnecock, opening day of the U.S. Open. We have a total of 6 players under par. All of them are at 1 under. Everybody else even or worse. So it is going to be, we have 16 players who are even or better right now. Scotty went over. Decent name. We'll give you a look at the leaderboard here as we wrap up our week and our Thursday. What else do we got in the old Magic Hat, Brandon?
Herschel Walker?
So,
you know, if you do 1,000 sit-ups every day.
You look like Herschel Walker?
And 1,000 push-ups. You will have the body of Herschel Walker.
You ever sit around and find yourself thinking, hey, what's Herschel Walker doing now?
No, but I remember when he ran for Senate and we would listen to speeches and literally go, How are people voting for that?
Would anybody? Not to mention all of the off-the-field things from his entire family and the allegations that have surrounded him his entire life.
There's that. You know, there's that.
Well, for those who are wondering what Herschel Walker is up to these days, usually how politics work is if you support a candidate and then that candidate ends up winning, we find a way to give you a gig. We're going to get you a gig out of this deal.
If you're in the orbit of any politician
orbit,
who gets power, you're getting something from it.
He has been named that Herschel Walker, the United States ambassador to the Bahamas.
Hey,
did you know that we had a U.S. ambassador for the Bahamas?
I assume we have an ambassador for 80% of the countries in the world, and he was like, I want to be shirtless and warm.
Unless it's China, Russia, Iran.
Yeah.
Maybe others that I'm forgetting.
Yeah.
Is being a U.S. ambassador one of the cushiest jobs you could pop? Like, what do you do?
What did Woody Johnson do for the England ambassador job when Trump was in office last time?
What are you doing? You're just collecting a paycheck from American taxpayers.
Yeah.
Anyways, this went viral this week. I had no clue that that's what Herschel Walker was doing. They have been dealing with a major issue down in the Bahamas. And Herschel Walker is here to tell you about it.
Hello. I'm Ambassador Herschel Walker. I have an important message for Americans visiting or living in the Bahamas. The beautiful waters here are one of the reasons people love to visit these islands. But I need to warn you about some serious dangers associated with renting jet skis and small watercrafts and swimming at beaches where jet skis and small watercrafts are being operated in shallow waters, particularly around Nassau and Paradise Island. We've lost America's lives to preventable accidents. Multiple visitors have been hospitalized. America have also been sexually assaulted by jet ski operators who take victims to isolated islands. Many watercrafts are unsafe and operators are unlicensed and uninsured. That's why U.S. government employees are banned from renting or riding jet skis. We're working with the government of the Bahamas to address these issues. But for now, considering all the risks before you get on a jet ski the Bahamas, your safety matters. If you need help, contact the embassy immediately.
Herschel Walker can't ride a jet ski in the Bahamas? Is that what you're telling me?
He is banned from riding jet skis.
Somebody's going to find a photo of him on a jet ski shirtless, right?
I just, look, serving the people. Thank you. Thank you, Herschel Walker. For defending us against the Bahama, the corrupt Bahama jet ski renter outers.
People of Sand Lake, Oregon, when you take your ATV to the dunes, be careful. There's accidents that happen.
You never would know what happens behind the dunes.
There's people who do drugs and drink, and they get on their dune buggies. And I don't know if you know this, but a dune buggy hitting an ATV is dangerous, primarily for the person on the ATV, as your life flighted away. I'm not allowed to, but be careful. What? Thank you. There's danger in doing stuff.
There was a that went viral this week, and I just like is it. I honestly for a long time
say save the turtles for
when I saw it. I'm like, is this satire? Is this AI? Wow. Is this a spoof?
Are you sure it's not AI?
It is not. It came from the official government of the Embassy of Bahamas account, and he is indeed the ambassador of the Bahamas.
So you're telling me this is all ambassadors do? They find out what's dangerous in an area?
This is it. I mean, I don't know if this is what they're all doing, but this is clearly what he's doing.
Are the coconuts and water safe to drink and eat? What am I going to come up with? I got to do a video. It's due today.
You got to justify your employment.
Herschel,
can we get a video?
Two people just died from America on a jet ski. I got it. I'm going to run with it. Get the camera rolling.
Anybody out there visiting the Bahamas, now you know. Be careful.
Yeah.
Okay? Be careful.
Okay, thank you.
No jet ski. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Trillionaire.
Trillionaire. Mm. Look, you might hear this and go, oh, God, you're going to talk about Elon Musk, aren't you? No. Mm. I did set it up that way, but I'm not. I did this because once upon a time, there was an evil movie villain that was trying to hold ransom the world leaders. And he said, I need $1 million. And everybody laughed at him. It was like, that's really nothing anymore because he was gone.
Yes.
Well, he's back.
Yes.
Evidently, Mike Myers revealed that Austin Powers 4 is in the works.
Yes, he did.
And if you've seen the Verizon commercial that's been airing lately.
He's back as Dr. Evil.
He's back as Dr. Evil. He still has Scott, his son, and Rob Lowe is in the commercial. I forget the gal's name that plays the evil lady. They had the son. They had Scott together. I forget her name. Yeah.
He's yelling in the background. Yeah.
Now, sadly, we won't have a mini-me.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
Gone too soon.
But Austin Powers 4, where are we at? What did you think of Austin Powers 3? I believe that was Goldmember.
All Austin Powers movies are classics.
All?
All three of them.
Really?
Are three of the funniest movies
of
that generation. They all delivered.
They did not
all delivered.
You stop
every single one of them.
Come on.
It was a fantastic movie.
Who was your favorite gal of the Austin Powers? Was it Alotta? She can't stop it from coming. Was it the Me Twins? You or me?
You, me.
Which one was your favorite?
Elizabeth Hurley's gal.
The
Fembots were pretty good. Yeah. Fembots were pretty solid.
Yep.
I forgot about Alotta. until you said that.
Yeah.
Here's my fear. I'm glad that they're doing this.
That it's taken so long to
Dude,
make
the
it.
The last one came out in 2002.
Frau. That's right.
Frau. That's a great, yeah.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Hurley's character was, man. Is Elizabeth Hurley, right?
Elizabeth Hurley was the first one.
She was the first one,
and then
right?
Heather Graham was the second,
Heather
and then
Graham,
Beyonce was
and then
third.
Beyonce third.
And look, I love me some Beyonce.
This is going to be Sydney Sweeney, is it not? Mm. She good? Does she do comedy? I guess Beyonce never really acted before she was in
Beyonce
that movie.
Beyonce was terrible in that movie.
She was not very good. That's fair.
Like, in any way.
That's a fair takeaway.
Pretty
I'll
bad.
Allow it.
It's what made that movie not good.
I'll allow it. The scene where they were behind the, where you could see the shadows. And they were, and the doctor was watching them, and they were like pulling things out.
Oh,
and
that
like,
was that's, yeah. yeah. There's funny scenes.
I think I peed my pants
sure.
in that movie. The third one was definitely the lesser of the three.
Yeah,
but I thought Goldmember was pretty funny.
So Goldmember was the second one.
Goldmember's the third.
Oh, okay.
So there's the Austin Powers International Man of Mystery.
Yeah.
Then there's The Spy Who Shagged Me.
Who's the bad guy in that one?
Well, Dr. Evil in all of them.
Well, no, but the you know how there's the fat bastard in Goldmember.
Yes. I think Fat Bastard was in the second one, too. Is he not? Or did he not show up until the
second.
Third?
I think you're right.
And I think he was in the third one, too. And then it's Goldmember in the third one.
Yeah.
Dude, it's been 25 years. I mean, who knows when the movie's even going to come out, right? Because he just announced they're making it. So we might be 5 years away from this movie getting released. Mm. I hope they can reprise the characters. I think comedies are a little bit easier to do in this regard than like a, you know, trying to remake a classic movie. I will go see it, though, because I'm a big who's not a big Austin Powers guy?
Especially Felicity Shagwell.
Yes.
The great names.
The names were fantastic,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Ivana Humpalot.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. I'm all about it. Give me more. More Austin Powers.
Who would
Powers
you choose as the lady of choice?
For right now?
Well, yeah. If you had to make Austin Powers the fourth, would you go Sydney Sweeney?
Sydney Sweeney. I mean, if you're going for the hot factor, she's
needs
it.
A rebound bad because that boxing movie, buddy, that was not it.
Euphoria, what about Euphoria? I thought she's like
people didn't like that last season.
Sure, yeah,
she's an OnlyFans model basically. But
what? Come again?
Yeah.
Oh,
she's like pretending to be a dog in one of the episodes for content. The husband's rich.
Anne Hathaway wouldn't be bad.
Anne Hathaway's good.
She seems like she's got a good comedic bone.
I like Kiki Palmer. She's pretty funny.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good poll.
She's popular right now.
Yeah, I'd be all about it. Give me another Austin Powers movie. Give me three more. I'll watch them all. What do we got? Let's get one more in here.
All right. Saul Goodman.
Ooh, last bit of audio.
Hey, this is good.
I don't know if you guys know this, but it is our 250th birthday as a country. Happy birthday, everybody. Not quite yet, a couple weeks away. But, you know, birth month, what the hell. It's been 250 years. We might as well enjoy it. Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul are two of the greatest shows in American history. I think Saul Goodman is one of the greatest characters ever created in American television history. We did a bracket years ago, best characters in TV shows. Mm. And at the time, the show had not, you know, quite hit its popularity yet, so he was not in the bracket. If we redid it, he would be one of my votes. And he put together this for the 250th birthday of America.
Hi, I'm Saul Goodman. Did you know you have rights? Well, you do. Sure, they're old-timey. They were written by a bunch of guys in powdered wigs and knee socks. Boring. But believe it or not, they're still surprisingly relevant. Your rights include, but are not limited to, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom of the press, freedom against unreasonable searches and seizures, etc., etc. Wow, you lucky so-and-so. Look at you, you got rights coming out the wazoo, all because a whole bunch of good people, 250 years worth, sacrificed everything they had for this awesome wallpaper behind me. Know your rights. And for the love of Mike, don't ever give them up.
I'm Mike. And I approve this message.
Right, dude, anything Saul Goodman will get me to do it.
You're a big Saul guy.
Dude, Better Call Saul.
I never watched the show.
You never saw Better Call
Saul?
Dirty
confession. Never
really?
Watched it. I'm not anti.
Even as a Breaking Bad guy, that's surprising.
Yeah, I love Bob Odenkirk, too, yes. So that makes it even more shocking. But I never dove in.
How many seasons did it end
four?
Up going?
Wasn't it four?
That sounds right.
Thought it was four seasons. It got rave reviews.
There was one season that I remember being like, eh, you know. But not every season is going to
have
be perfect,
a season that's
right?
not great. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. 2015 to 2022 is when it ran from. The ending of it was great.
They have the same guy doing the anthem. Is he just the anthem guy for the Knicks?
They have six seasons. Wow.
Six seasons?
It was six seasons. I did not realize it was that long. Mm. Phenomenal show. Go watch it. But yeah, Better Call Saul. Love having him back.
What are you going to do for the fourth? I had somebody ask me this the other day. Last year, I was on the beach. Like, we had the greatest 4th of July last year.
Beach is a pretty solid 4th of July.
We don't have that this year.
My conundrum is...
And I'm not buying fireworks.
We have a huge fireworks show in our neighborhood.
That's pretty nice.
But it doesn't... I don't know if the kid can make it.
To stay up late enough?
It's just that, yeah, I don't think they start until like 10:15.
Give him a late nap.
I could
if
just
you
give
want
him a late
him
nap.
To be away.
I'd love for him to do it. I'm okay throwing the timing off for a day or two because it's the 4th of July.
Well, it's also like... I know this is a very politically divisive time, but like... It is. It's a pretty monumental 250. Like, to be able to say Teddy ballgame, we kept you awake later that night so you could see the fireworks, and you don't remember it, but...
I think 4th of July might be number two on my holiday big board.
Behind Christmas?
Christmas, number one, obviously. I'm a huge, huge 4th of July guy.
It's a good vibe.
It's just a great... It's the middle of the summer. Everybody's off. Everybody's relaxed. We're eating hot dogs.
Who's got a good drone show this year?
Right, give me a cool drone show. pound some sodas.
How do you feel about the drone show replacing the fireworks?
It's stupid. It's stupid.
Really?
Yeah, it is.
Have you seen a good drone show, though?
I've seen drone shows. They're fine. lights. Cool. Now it's an advertisement. Wow, I didn't see that coming. Drink Ovaltine.
Drink Ovaltine.
Give me fireworks, baby.
Wow.
This is America, damn it.
I cannot speak English, but...
Light some fireworks off. Happy birthday, America. There's your magic hat. We'll wrap it up on a Thursday next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the taxi man turned on the radio.
I mean, it's a jam. Who doesn't like this song?
Right here, dude.
And the Jay-Z song is on. Put my hands up.
Yeah. They're going to be bumming this at Lumen tomorrow. They should. They knew what they were doing after that dub over Australia.
One of the tweets of the week for me is somebody quote tweeting the news that Jelly Roll and his wife are getting divorced.
Ah, yes.
And they said, sad day for people who know the price of copper wiring. And I don't know if there's ever been a more accurate description
that has led,
of people that care about that news.
That has led to a lot of dunks on social media this week of like, you're telling me a relationship between a former meth head who went to prison for selling drugs.
Yeah.
Who has taken so much Ozempic that he looks like he lost 80 pounds of just skin alone.
Yep.
Could not remain married to a former escort turned wife.
Correctamundo.
If that can't work, love is dead in America.
Nobody knows what love is anymore.
How will we all recover?
We won't.
Last segment of us for the week. Can I ask, good deal or bad deal?
Yeah.
We like talking about discounts and bargains, right? We did that with fast food earlier.
Yeah.
The discount menu was gone.
Okay.
Did this person get a good deal or a bad deal? 10 strands. This was in my magic app. We didn't get pull it. 10 strands of Abraham Lincoln's hair were sold. Now, yeah.
What?
Go ahead. Please call timeout.
Where did you get it?
This was...
They just cut it off his shot head?
That's a great question.
You know what we should do?
That is a great question.
Cut his hair before you bury him.
I don't know how they got it, to be honest with you. I don't know.
How do we know it's his?
That's another great question.
Has it been authenticated?
It has, I believe, been authenticated, but I don't know how you authenticate hair. At like an official auction, 10 strands of his hair were sold.
It's been a tough week for me finding out things about history with the Spartans and Abraham Lincoln.
How much is a good deal for 10 strands?
10 strands? I'm trying to think about that in my head.
Of Abraham Lincoln's hair. What's a good deal for that?
$20? It's hair. He's dead.
So then it's a bad deal.
What do you get from it?
Guess what it's
sold. What, are we going to make a Jurassic Park of Abraham Lincoln's?
You see that over there on the wall?
Does it have a 40-foot Abraham Lincoln?
You see that on the man cave wall? That's Abe's hair. Huh? I bet you don't have something cool like that in your man cave.
And this is the one that does the speech, and this is the one from the theater, and this is the one he hides sometimes. But let's lure him out with a goat.
Is she a big old fat girl?
Martha, we must milk.
10 strands of Lincoln's hair. Brandon, you want to take a guess what the price was?
This? Where would you put it?
I don't know.
Is there hair case?
It appears to be like in a frame
this
to a certain extent.
It's odd.
$3,500.
Whose hair would you be excited to buy?
Wow.
I think there's only one for me.
Who's got the most iconic hair in human history?
Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus is a good pull.
If you give me a piece of his dreadlock.
You give me a lock.
And they're like, This is him.
You want to see the picture of the hair?
I don't know if I want to. It's hair. What is it? Is it going to look different?
This is what they bought.
That looks like my sink after I shave my lower region.
Yes. They're that long?
Yeah, sometimes you get out of control, dude.
Get the weed whacker out of the lawnmower.
Well, that's what the lawnmower's
that's
for.
That's more hair than I thought it was.
Right? It's like, they're actually they're long strands.
What
at
would
least.
You do with that?
You put
that's
it in a frame.
That's not a cool thing to have.
Put it in a frame. Put it on your wall.
How much would you pay for this?
Not $3,500.
How much? Tell me the minimum.
If I was at an auction.
And I could authenticate it's Abraham Lincoln's hair.
It is authenticated it's Abraham Lincoln's hair. I'd spend $100 on it.
What is wrong with you?
I wouldn't go above $100,
though.
Why?
What would you do with it?
If the bid was at like $95 going once, going twice, I might jump in with $100.
That's something you find in a box when you move. You go, oh, yeah, I got Lincoln's hair.
I got Abe's hair. Hey. I think $100 is a bargain. You imagine having some buddies over?
10 strands of hair?
Check it out, guys. Huh? That's pretty cool.
I'd rather go out to dinner with my family.
Can I pick Jimi Hendrix? Jimi Hendrix hair would be cool. The big afro, like having a chunk of that? That's iconic hair.
You want a chunk of his afro?
I'm just trying to think of like iconic American hairdos. I feel like Jimi Hendrix afro's up there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Mm. Jesus. I grant you. It is not Jesus.
I think the whole hair needing having conversation is odd in general.
You want a strand of mine?
Could I get Iverson's braids,
ooh,
but on like a mannequin's head?
Ooh, now we're talking here.
That would be dope.
Now we're cooking.
It'd be also odd. Why do you have Allen Iverson's entire cornrows? I don't know.
This is weird. We do have a lot going on in the sports world this weekend. My Giants are going to sweep the Braves today, so that's kind of funny.
No, it's not funny.
We have the World Cup going on tomorrow. Well, today, too. The games are already underway today.
Brooks, he missing just an easy putt.
He missed a short one. I know. He missed a short one. He's leaking oil a little bit. We got Czechia and South Africa playing. It is 1-0. Let's give a quick little peekaboo. Who do you like in the U.S. Open? You already got a little bit of a cheat sheet, too, because we got a leaderboard shaping up. Right now, there are 6 players under par.
Yeah.
Some of whom you've heard of, some of whom you've not heard of. Who do we like this weekend in the U.S. Open?
Well, I actually can't see the leaderboard on the TV in front of me because it's too far. I kind of hope Aubert wins it because he's been so close.
He is one of the guys that won under par right now.
He's such a good golfer. But if I was to look at the leaderboard, because Rohr's has fallen down.
Rory's at even. Fleetwood's at even. Oberg, Sam Burns are the most notable names. And Patrick Reed at 1-under. They're all at 1-under par. Elsewhere, even. There's really not even that many guys. I mean, there's only 14 guys right now who are even or better. That's it. Everybody else is 1-over. Brooks was at 1-under. Now he's at 1-over. Adam Scott's in there. Alex Fitzpatrick. Ricky Fowler. Scotty's at 1-over. But even at that, at 1-over, you're 2 shots off the lead.
I think you got value in going down even at +2 territory.
Mm.
Like, I really think you can get that kind of value at this tournament because we don't know how it's going to go.
No. It's going to be carnage today. It's going to be tough. The wind is howling. The course is already brutal enough to play with. And so when you get this wind going, you got to keep the ball low. They assumed this was going to be one of the highest scoring U.S. Open days in a long time. We'll see if it comes to fruition.
I'm going to put it out there.
Put it out there. Who you like?
Ricky.
I'd love that, man.
+1.
He should have won at L.A. Country Club a couple years ago. He got off to that great start Thursday, Friday.
I know.
Oh, God, I've just left a ball in the bunker. Ouchies, that hurts. Brandon, who do you like this weekend? You're a golf guy.
I feel like Xander is a reliable pick.
Yeah?
Just in majors in general.
Yeah?
And he feels a little overdue. So I would like to see him kind of be in the mix this weekend and have a shot at it.
Yeah, Xander, I don't believe is teed off yet.
No, he's in the afternoon group.
He's in the afternoon. Okay, he's in the afternoon. Another one just to keep an eye on who's had a great run at U.S. Opens, it feels like, last handful of years, is Matthew Fitzpatrick.
I was going to say,
he's been a guy, he seems that he won the U.S. Open a couple years ago over Scotty.
Has he teed off yet?
I don't believe so. I think he's in the afternoon window as well.
Yeah, him, Xander, Justin Thomas.
Probably one of those feature groups later in the day. Still a lot of guys. There was a weather delay earlier this morning.
Winning another one would be cool.
Dude, after what he's been through, man, absolutely that would be badass.
Should be noted, just going into the weekend for us, may break during the firm or primetime. Chris Gent.
We have another new candidate.
Associate head coach for the Knicks, according to Sean Hyken.
I thought we had our finalists. Do we not have finalists anymore? Do we have a new finalist now?
It might actually explain why we haven't made the decision. And Mike Brown at his press conference ranted and raved about that dude and how smart and helpful he was for the Knicks. So just keep that in mind. Maybe that's a name that pops up. Maybe it ends up being Norrie or Lashford.
Well, that will do it for us, folks. We do not have a show tomorrow. The Cargo Shore Classic is not happening, but we'll be out playing some golf, filming some content, having some fun. Should be a delightful day from three dads. Shout out to all the papas out there.
Yeah, happy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day
to
everybody.
Way to be a present dad if you are one out there.
Yes. Keep being a great dad, and hopefully you get all the flowers you deserve on Sunday, and that will do it for us. Next week, big week, Fan Golf Classic on Tuesday. Can't wait for that as well. We will talk to you Monday at 6 a.m. Have a great weekend, everybody. The Firm of Harrison Meringue is next. You're listening to 105.1 FM The Fan.